Jeff reading the scriptures this morning. Bread, of course, for his wonderful prayer today. Glad to see you today, and we appreciate so very much our singing and praying and our being together in the service of our King. The lesson today is with regards to being an unprofitable servant. Are you a profitable or unprofitable servant of the Lord? Am I? What did Jesus mean when he said the kingdom of heaven is like this? The kingdom of heaven being his kingdom. Look at the reading. And we look at the talents. And we have several questions that we need to understand from this text of God's Word. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling. All of us are very familiar with that. People travel for business. People travel for vacations. People travel a whole lot. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who's going on a long journey. He's going to go someplace. It's going to be a long ways away. He's actually traveling into a far country. I met a lady yesterday. And she said she was selling all that she had that she couldn't take with her. And she said, I'm selling this because I'm going to Germany. Moving far away. And Jesus here says, the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country and he's got servants. And guess what? This man has a lot of goods. What is he going to do with his goods while he's gone? Well, he's got different ones to whom he's going to give it. And as they're called, the Bible says, unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. Question's always been in our minds a lot of times, why would this man give 1 5 talents, another 2, and another 1. Well, it's answered for us. He gave it to these people in response to the ability that he understood that they had to use it. Well, look what he says. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. They're going to take his money, and what are they going to do with it? He's hoping they'll be wise stewards over it. And they'll use it to make money. And when he's gone, he's going to be gone a long time. And while he's gone, then his money likewise will be increased. He's got a lot of confidence in these people to whom he is allowing to have these goods. And after he's done this, he goes on a long journey. He takes his journey. He's gone. Then he that had received the 5 talents went. Guess what he did? He traded it. He was busy with it. And what did he gain? Well, he gained 5 more. And the Bible says here, and he went and he traded with the same and made them 5 other talents. And likewise, he that had received 2 talents, he also gained other 2. These men are really working hard for their master. Their master has given them priority over this parts of his goods. And he's going to be gone. He's in a far country. And he's putting a lot of confidence and faith in them. And the Bible says they're really active and they're busy. And likewise, the 2 that received 2, he gained 2. But there was one of them that had a different view. One of them that only had 1 talent. And one of them who the Bible says that he received 1 and he went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Can you imagine? Giving somebody some money that you're hoping they'll trade and they'll be able to increase and the goods that you have will be productive while you're gone. But here's a man that goes out and he digs in the earth and the Bible says he hides the money that was given to him, and he hid his Lord's money. Well, after a long time, we're not told how long, but a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh, and he reckoned with them. That man that was out there and buried his Lord, that one talent that his Lord had given to him to oversee and to make other one talent, he's going to be reckoned with along with all the others. And look what the Bible says. So he that had received 5 talents came and he brought other 5 talents. And he said, look, Lord, look what I have. Thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. Boy, is he ever productive. He's doubled it. His master had been on the journey. He'd been on a long journey. He's been gone a long time. But now the accountability comes. And they're brought before him. And look what he said. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joys of thy Lord. I am going to keep being your ruler. You've done me well, and I guarantee you, you're going to be a ruler of many. And he uses the expression, well done. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. And his Lord said unto him, well done. You've done well. He could probably be saying in his mind, I knew you had that ability, and I realized how much ability you had, and look what you've done. You've doubled up on it. And his Lord, he said, I've gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done. Why, I've had a good and faithful servant in you. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joys of the Lord. But then the reckoning of the man that had the 1 talent. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and he said, guess what? Lord, I knew you. I knew that you are a hard man. That you reap where thou hast not sown. You gather where thou hast not strawed. And guess what? I was afraid. Why were you afraid? You knew your master. You knew him well. You knew what he had been able to do. Well, here he's saying, I knew you. Here, that which you gave me, I dug it up and here it is. It's all for you. Now, if you'd had to your disposal a large sum of money, and by the way, a talent here, I looked up in a tried to find out exactly about how much was a talent worth. In our money today, it would be over $1 million each talent of gold. You're talking about this man with $5 million now having $10 million. You're talking about a man who had $2 million gaining 2 more. That's $4 million. But don't forget, the man that had the 1 talent, over $1 million. What does he do with it? When his master comes back, and his master comes back, and he's making a reckoning, all he could do is say, I've dug in the ground, I buried it in the ground, and here it is, just exactly as you gave it to me. And look what the master said. Well, the Bible says after he explained why he did this, the master says, his Lord answered and said, well, you're a wicked and a lazy servant. You hadn't been profitable to me. Well, look what he says. You knew that I reap where I sowed not. You gather where I have not straw. You knew that, therefore, you should have at least put my money in the bank and got interest on it. How many of us would put our money in the bank and not get interest on it? How will we do the Lord's money? Look what he's saying here. You ought to put it, my money, to the exchangers. And then at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury or with interest. So plain. Take therefore the talent from him. Take that money that he's had. I've been away a long time. He had all kinds of opportunity for that money to grow. But he didn't do it. Now take it and give it to the man that has the 10 talents. And give it to him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. What a lesson. And cast ye the look at it. He's called him unprofitable. He's called him a wicked. He's called him slothful, which means lazy. And now then he says, cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The 1 talent man could have done something with that 1 talent. And he could have put it to the usury or to exchange it, at least have gotten interest on it. And Jesus calls him what? He calls him an unprofitable servant. Now, in this parable that Jesus is giving, the man is the Lord. And the servants are Christians. And they actually, talents is money. And of course, carries with it the idea of abilities that we have. And the great question comes to us today. Here we are in the kingdom of God. We're children of the Lord. What kind of servants are we unto the Lord? Are we doing anything to bring any glory to God? In Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Am I a servant of the Lord? What kind of servant am I? Am I a profitable one or am I an unprofitable one? In Matthew 6:33, seek ye first, not second, third, or fourth. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His right. Do I do that? Is that my first allegiance to my Master? What is He doing? What has He done with us? Look at what He's given all of us in this building. Look at what He's given to us individually. Ah, we have different abilities in this life. Not everybody can lead a song. There are some people that can't carry a note almost. They can't possibly lead singing. God doesn't expect those people who cannot lead singing to lead singing. There are some who just freeze up whenever he gets up and has to make a talk before 25, 35, or 100 people. They can't really preach. They've tried it. They can teach people personally, but not publicly. God's given us all talents, given us ability. We need to use what God has given us, no matter what it may be, and use it to the glory of God. For Paul in 1 Corinthians 12 talks about us being in the kingdom of God. Not everybody in the kingdom of God has the same abilities. God needs in that kingdom all kinds of abilities. You know, I talked to you about Sebastian out in California that was baptized. The other day he sent me a text message. He was so excited. He just moved, and there was a man that was doing a lot of gardening for him. And he told me last week, he said, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing everything I can to try to teach that man the gospel of Jesus Christ. He sent me an email, a text, really. He sent me a text this last week. He said, guess what, guy? He said, I just baptized him into Christ. That's exciting to me. I don't know how many people he's already baptized in California, where he lives. What is he doing? He's using what God has given to him. Am I? Are you? What kind of abilities that God has given us? What kind of necessities in life does God give us? Yes, different servants have all kinds of different abilities and use them differently. Why the Apostle Paul? When he was converted to Jesus Christ, there was one thing that was foremost in his mind, and I wish it'd be more in mind, don't you? And that is to make sure that I devote all my time and energy to do what? To please God with what God has given to me. Paul could say before he died, I fought a good fight. You know what he did? He fought. I finished the course. You know what he did? He started it and he finished it. I have kept the faith. You know what he did with regards to the faith of Jesus Christ? He kept it. Why? Because he was in the Master's vineyard. He had been given by God a tremendous blessing. Many talents. What did he do with them? And I think you can say he was a person that had used it to their fullest. I knew a lady up at church at the El Bethel in Shelbyville, Tennessee. Bless her heart, she loved to cook for people who were sick. She would bake cakes, put them in the freezer. When someone got sick or there was someone who died, she picks up one, takes and gives it to them. I knew a lady in Nashville, Tennessee. Her name was Irene Foy. And I never will forget when she was 80-something years of age and she took us out to eat. And she told me all the things that she was doing. She had taught a ladies' class, 90 to 100 ladies there in Nashville. I'd go to her home and Ann and I would spend the night with her. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know what she would be doing? She would be up studying the Word of the Lord. She was ready to do all that she could. And I told Sister Foy, it sounds to me like you're doing more than you've ever done in your life. Why? She said, Brother Guy, I've got so much to do and so little time left to do it in. She was a person devoted to the Lord. I'm telling you this morning, there's Granville Tyler. I used to hear him preach and sit there, and when he'd tell his stories, cry with him. Maybe I'd heard it a dozen times. But it would still prick my heart. Fred Evans, how many of you heard him morning, noon, and night for a long time? You remember the tremendous work? He used what? He used the talents that God had given him to do what? To bring people to God. Died as a child of God. And no wonder how many people will be in heaven because of this one man's life. There was a man who went on a far journey. Jesus Christ is surely the one who is sending forth us to do His precious will. God doesn't expect you to do what another does unless you can. God expects us to do what we can with what we have. Surely, we ought to be able to sing and teach and do all that God wants us to do. Because you see, the end of this whole story is the day of reckoning will come. Not to be afraid of it. Not to be in a position where you're scared to meet the Lord. Well, when you're serving the Lord faithfully, you can go to sleep at night. I heard of a man that was told, you're going to die tonight. What are you going to do? He said, I pray that I'll be able to eat my supper. And after I eat my supper, to go to sleep. And hopefully tomorrow wake up on eternity's shore. Are you ready? Am I? Here is a parable about a man who had a lot of money and he shared that money with others. And look what they did with it. What are we doing with all the tremendous ability? I began to think about all the wonderful things that you and I have in life. Can you imagine? Can you think about this? You can walk. Most all of us can. Sometimes your legs hurt. Yes. But isn't it wonderful to have faith that you can move like this? Because there are some that cannot. You know what it would be like to have one of your arms off? What if you couldn't hear very well? And then you have to keep going up on the volume. But you can still hear. Like the lady who was told that she was going blind. And never will forget Miss Harrison as I would visit with her in her home. And she would say to me, Brother Guy, the doctors tell me that one of these days I'm not going to be able to see. And she said when she got in the morning, God woke up in the morning, and she looked to the window, and there was she could still see the light that came through the shades. And she said, Brother Guy, every time when I get up and I'm still able to see those shadows, I thank God that I can still see. Close your eyes for a moment and think what it'd be like in total darkness. You know. I tell you what, friends, you and I have just these fingers, five fingers, all the blessings that God has given, being able to eat, not somebody else having to feed us. Count your blessings. How many blessings do we have? What a tremendous thing God has blessed us with. And why not use it? And why not use it for God to His fullest? And be a man or a woman like in this parable who had 5 talents and gained 5 more and got 1 in addition. What a blessing that God has made to us, His people. Yes, in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And I love that verse in Revelation 14, verse 13. I heard a voice from heaven saying, and it came from heaven, and the voice spoke so that John could hear it. And what did it say? The voice said, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, they shall rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Your works that you do, are they important? Yes. Why are they so important? Because we glorify God by the good deeds that we do. Not to bring glory to us, but to bring glory unto the Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5 and verse 16. We're rewarded for what we do. The Lord will return. And just think, as in this parable, when He came to 2 out of 3, He was able to say, well done, good and faithful servants, enter thou into the joys of your Lord. Here you are. You've done well. You've used what I've given you. You've increased. And now, thank God, you can hear and be able to be the recipient of the great joy that will be forever and ever and ever. We've got to have the proper respect for the Lord, because Jesus will do exactly as God said that He would. He'll be with us and bless us. You know what the problem was with this unprofitable servant? Yeah, he failed to act on a great opportunity. Bared his talents. He had an unwholesome fear of the master. He was plain lazy. I can't do this. I can't. Can you imagine Paul saying that? Paul did have a thorn in the flesh. I never have been able to ascertain what it was. It's something that just hurt him badly. He asked God 3 times, Lord, take it away from me. But God said, it's for a reason. Because you're stronger with it than you are without it. And what did Paul say? I most gladly serve God with this infirmity. He wasn't a bit lazy. He didn't want to hear that announcement by the master when the master comes. I don't even know you. You're lazy. You're slothful. You had opportunity to serve me, but you wouldn't do it. You were stubborn. You were rebellious. Cast them out in the outer darkness. There shall be gnashing and weeping and gnashing of teeth. This great sin was the sin that so many of us are guilty of, and that is the sin of omission. Friend, don't wait until you can't drive, when you can't attend church services, to be faithful. Do it while you can. Do all you can for others. When you have opportunity, I mean, you just like giving a glass of cold water in the name of a disciple. Jesus said in Matthew 10 and verse 42, it won't ever be forgotten. I'm going to remember it. Whatever you do to others, it's as if you're doing it to Christ. In Matthew 25, 31 through 46, Jesus there lists a number of things that you ought to be busy doing. And He said those who do those things will be able to enjoy the blessings of heaven after a while. But those who do not, and they omit it, they will be omitted from being in heaven with God. What kind of talents do you have? What kind of talents do we have, all of us? Can you invite others to worship with you? You know, this church building would be packed full if everybody would. If we'd be here and they'd bring somebody with us, why would we want to? Why? So that God can be praised and glorified. Singing, praying, working together. Do you know enough about God's Word? Sebastian was baptized maybe 2 years ago. He's already baptized too. There's so many people. How many people have you led to Jesus Christ? Can you write a card? Can you call on the telephone? Buy a Bible and share it with somebody else or a tract? What can you do? When I was at Weatherly, I never will forget that there was a man whose name, and he's still living, his name is Jim Reisner. And he went to the elders, he told the elders, now I cannot lead singing. I cannot make a talk. But he said, I can. I can close the building and open it up. I can work it out. And he said, I'll be happy to do anything you ask me to do. And he did it. I mean, he was so punctual in it because he was using what he had. The parable that Jesus gave is to use what God has given you. Don't omit it. Let each person be challenged today to say, I want to be a person at the very end, not to be called by my master being lazy and slothful and wicked. I've got the talent that God has given me. I'd like to be like this man that had five and gained five more. The man that had two and gained two more. And I don't want to be like the man that Jesus said that he was given one talent and he did not increase it. Yes, use what you have or you'll lose it. Be active and seek to serve God. And remember, yes, he is coming. The Lord is coming. And the question will be, are you, am I, a profitable or an unprofitable servant of the Lord? The master said to this man that had the one talent, that did not use his talent, he was an unprofitable servant. Let you and I make up our minds today. Be present for the services. Invite others. Do everything we possibly can. Encourage our elders. Pray for them. It's a tremendous job for men to serve in that capacity. Oh, we're so grateful for them. And the deacons and servants of the Lord, preachers and all, let's all be busy doing what? Being busy with what? With what God has given to us. The talents that He's given to us that we can use to fulfill His wonderful mission of going to all the world, preaching the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. I ran across a little story. I want to conclude with it this morning. There was a woman in church who had found herself a single mother, and she had little or no income and was finding it very difficult to provide for her children. As a result of the low income, she could no longer afford the house she'd been renting. And so she had to move out the house into an apartment. And since the move was just across town, she saved time by packing what belongings she had into boxes and garbage bags. The next day after the move was completed, she had unpacked all of the boxes and bags. She realized that the garbage bag into which she had packed her and her children's shoes were missing. And so she drove back to the house she had been living in. And she asked the landlord if he had seen the bag of shoes. Bag of shoes meant so much to her. With sincere apology, the landlord told her that he did see the bag of shoes. But since it was left behind and in a garbage bag, he assumed it was trash and he'd already disposed of it. She didn't have anything hardly. The woman was devastated. Her church shoes and the shoes she wore to her job were in there. Her children's shoes for school. Church shoes were all in there as well. Now they were gone. And she could not afford the money to replace them. What would she do? Someone at church heard about the situation, decided to be an answer to prayer, and spent their own money to replace all of the shoes the woman and her children had lost. The immediate crisis had been dealt with, and the woman's prayers had been answered because of somebody that used their talents in the service of the Master. Don't wait for others. Let's do it ourselves. Are you a profitable servant or an unprofitable servant? Are you even a servant of the King? If you're not a Christian, believe in Jesus. Repent of your sins. Confess His name. Be baptized for the remission of your sins. And if you're a child of God and you've been unprofitable, get yourself right with the Lord. Ask God to forgive you and let us pray with you and for you. This invitation is a great time for you. If you're subject in any way, won't you come and obey the Lord while together we stand in